You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
If you found me covered in oil and in much distress and cleaned me up and saved my life, I'd make an effort to visit you. But would it wear off? You know, maybe the first year I would come back 5,000 miles. I don't know. I wouldn't want to leave, but then once I did, and every year after that, it probably kind of fade off. But for this Brazilian man, João Pereira de Souza, 71-year-old, he found a South American penguin totally covered in oil, very unwell, and he nursed it back to health. Penguin didn't want to leave. Can't say as I blame him, but eventually he did leave after 2 months. And he saw the fisherman on the beach and followed him home. And now every year, this penguin migrates to Argentina and Chile and makes the return journey, swimming about 5,000 miles to be reunited with his savior, really, right? João, that's his savior, wagging his tail when he spots him. Right? Isn't that amazing? And of course, you know, Joao's like bending down to his level and giving him affection as well, too. It's just interesting that animals recognize their savior. And they do what they got to do because they were created to be penguins. And they do what they got to do. But they can still get in there and remember and be faithful. And think of it. That's a great example.
Wow, that's awesome.
It is.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Boy, that's a label that somebody in the media made up for the last NFL draft pick of the year. They go through days of systematically picking who they think is the best, and the very last player picked is called Mr. Irrelevant. And that applied to a young man that played quarterback at Iowa State. Why would he go? Why would the San Francisco 49ers, do they need a quarterback? Well, you know, maybe a guy to sit on the bench, Case, you know, young kid. As my wife says when she looks at these young players, oh, well, he's 12 years old. You know, his name is Brock Purdy, labeled Mr. Irrelevant. Well, there came a time last year. Now, this was in the 2022 draft. This is like just days old almost. I remember it so well. There came a time when the coach was like, well, Brock, show us what you can do, man. And I guarantee you, it was, as the expression goes, all bets are off on the 49ers' future when he had to come into play. And he shocked everybody. And he did so well. And now, looking back on it, we kind of think, well, wait a minute. Maybe God was saying, watch me work in all of this. And now he's practically a household name. He's starting out the year. San Francisco 49ers, are you kidding me? They're going to be awesome. Well, he was asked one time and quite frankly talking about it.
I think the media, for sure, there was, you know, questions brought up in terms of like, you know, how do you do it? And for myself, it was, honestly, you want the truth? Because this is the truth. And I'm not going to just say, you know, like a worldly answer of, you know, I look in the mirror every night and I tell myself I'm good. It's none of that. It's man, like, this is who God has called me to be. And I've believed that from day one. I believe that Jesus Christ did come down and died for my sins and rose again. And he's living, you know, he's living and sitting beside God on the throne. And so I believe that it's not just some story, fairy tale thing. It's real. And it allows me to, you know, stay level-headed and real with life, and I know what my purpose is. And so that all has allowed me to play my game. It has allowed me to play football at this level. And, you know, I don't go into the locker room telling everyone, you know, I believe this or that. Or it just comes about, you know, when guys ask me or they're interested and, you know, what helps you do what you do, then, yeah, I share.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
Just seems like it's exploded. Athletes talking about their faith. And I kind of wonder if it all happened because of the football incident last year with the player going down and all that stuff and the massive prayer in front. You know, things like that happen when God does it when you don't expect it, isn't it? You know, the Bible says God's, you know, the rapture is going to happen. God's return is going to be like that, like a thief in the night. It seems like when he does things, bam, it's all of a sudden, it totally unexpected. All of a sudden, a player goes down. It's a routine game. Player goes down. What happened? He's not breathing. And they're doing all this. You know, within moments, prayers are being given, and then players are on the field and all that. You know, totally, you couldn't plan it if you thought about it. And then biggest genius that's ever lived could have never come up with the timing on it. It's pretty amazing. Well, I don't know if today is national. I don't know if today is picture day. And personally, I think the school ought to take the picture that you took of your kids looking all fresh and everything. That obligatory first day of school picture should just be transferred to their yearbook. But today is officially National School Picture Day. And it can be exciting or not. It depends on the age of the child, right? The first yearbook is where the pictures are going to go. Was in 1806. Yale did the first bound yearbook. They had all the events that happened through the year, students, faculty is in there and stuff like that. But remember, 1806, photography hadn't been invented. So they just drew what the students looked like. You think your school book picture looks bad?
Any town that could dream up a hoax like this has a sense of humor that I wouldn't try to compete with.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine. The sound of life.
True story about Marie discovering a little girl who was crying alone, discovered the girl's parents were killed, so she took her in, decided to raise her with her husband. They named her Paula, and they never told her anything about her Jewish history. Paula did very well in school, later became a pediatrician. Paula was 25. Her Polish mother passed away, and after the funeral, Paula's mother's friend came to her home and told Paula of the story of how she was found as a toddler. She said, when your mother found you, you were wearing this gold necklace with Hebrew on it. Paula went into her mother's old jewelry box and found the necklace. Paula met a rabbi in Poland who confirmed the Jewish name. It means Devorah, and it was inscribed on the necklace. And after years of learning about her Jewish roots, she decided to move to Israel. Prompted, something inside said, let's move to Israel. August 2001, there was a terrorist attack in Jerusalem. As a doctor, Paula was called to the hospital to help treat the wounded. And when she got there, she saw an elderly man who was searching frantically for his granddaughter. The man described what she was wearing and added that she had this gold necklace on. So Paula found her granddaughter. At the sight of that necklace, she froze. She turned to the man and asked, where did you buy that necklace? Well, he said, I used to be a goldsmith, and I actually made that necklace. In fact, I made two identical necklaces for each of my daughters. This is my granddaughter from one of my daughters, Pina. The other daughter, Devorah, did not survive the war, he said. And that's how Devorah was reunited with her father.
Wow. Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The sound of life.
So yesterday we were at the annual Buy Local Expo. It's at the Diamond Mills Club there. It has been for a few years. In Saugerties, and so it's an Ulster County-wide thing, and we know Ward Todd pretty good, you know, president of the Chamber of Commerce. Years ago, he said, come on, we'll get you a table. That was when it was down at Ulster Community College, spread out and everything, and it's a lot of fun. Businesses love it. It's an afternoon thing, and people walk around, and it's free, you know, and people give away all kinds of stuff, like we have pens and frequency cards, and we give away yesterday, we gave away a couple of these. The latest, they're pretty cool looking. The little dots, little Amazon dots, you know, Alexa, whatever it is. I never know the name. It takes me a couple of minutes. But anyway, so I saw Bob Mitchell. Now, you have to understand there's two of them walking around that I see every year right there. That's where I see them. But one of them is happens to be the brother of a man who was my real good friend, Al Mitchell. And Al died of brain cancer a few years ago. So I see Bob. And we talk about that and stuff. And we usually he's got some family with him and things. And he's a real character, which just makes my day. I won't go into everything, but one of the things he did is a picture of this, right? So one of the businesses across the aisle and kind of the diagonal was an accounting firm. And it had about three or four women there representing. And they were, you know, everybody's casual talking to people and stuff. And they had a really cute little hot dog stand set up, like a miniature hot dog stand with an umbrella and all this. It was really cool. And it smelled really good, too. But Bob didn't quite catch on to that. So he walked over there and he said, he was kind of joking. He was like, yeah, I'll take a hot dog, you know, like that. And he didn't realize. They opened it up. He goes, they got real hot dogs in here. Whoa, look at this. Really funny.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He'll put a smile on your face no matter what side of the bed you got up on.
How about a little cat story? There you go, right? Over the years, dogs have been known to be rescued. Ever since I was a kid and watched Lassie about the collie. Now I'm bringing up memories. Moving on. But we've heard about the earthquakes recently in Morocco lately. And they're in Turkey and places. And they're devastating there. Haiti and places like that, wherever they are. I mean, they're just devastating. To be on a rescue team would just be incredible. But they had something amazing and noteworthy happen that had to do with a cat. And so they were around a collapsed building, the rescuers were. And this cat, they noticed, would go, come out, go back in. Come out, go back in. They said, why don't we follow the cat? And they followed the cat. And they found two kids and an old lady. They were saved because the cat went out and went back in. Of course, it turns out that the cat lived in that house. Imagine that. A search and rescue cat. Of course.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.